Good morning. Thanks, Wanda. A grand jury has accused the Department of Children and Family Administrators of intentionally and deliberately manipulating investigations into child abuse and death. That was in order to make it appear that few Florida children were dying. Grand jurors made the findings in a 30-page report issued yesterday. DCF has responded to widespread criticism of how it's handled child deaths by launching a new website to track deaths and make them public. The website launches today. Janice Thompson is DCF's Assistant Secretary for Programs, and she says the site will keep children safe in the long run.
It provides an opportunity for each community to see what kind of child deaths they are having in their area so that the communities can develop their own individual plans.
The website is part of a major child welfare reform bill that Governor Rick Scott signed on Monday. And yesterday, the Senate sponsor of that bill, Eleanor Sobel of Hollywood, called for an independent investigation into transparency at DCF. Parents will now have to use a car seat for children up to 5 years old. Yesterday, Governor Rick Scott signed the bill, which extends Florida's car seat requirement for an extra year. The previous law required the precautions up to 4 years old. Past efforts to raise the age requirements for car seats have gone nowhere in the legislature. Former Governor Jeb Bush vetoed a bill in 2001 that would have increased the age. There are exceptions to the new law, including if a child is being transported by someone who's not a member of the immediate family, and it also allows parents to use booster seats to meet the requirements. The law goes into effect in January. Florida lawmakers are playing a key role in helping to reshape the Veterans Administration. The department has come under fire for its treatment of patients at VA medical centers. Matt Laszlo reports from Washington.
Both the House and Senate have passed bills to reform the VA in the wake of reported delays that have allegedly left dozens of veterans dead. Now the House and Senate have set up a conference committee to hash out their differences, and three Florida lawmakers are on the panel, including Democratic Congresswoman Corinne Brown and Republican Congressman Jeff Miller, the chair of the House Veterans Committee. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio is also on the panel. Rubio says he's outraged that the Veterans Administration is investigating six Florida medical facilities for patient neglect.
Seeing these VA scandals in Florida and around the country have disgusted me, as I know it's disgusted many of you, and we owe our veterans better than this.
Both the House and Senate bills give the VA secretary new power to fire underperforming employees. Lawmakers in both chambers are now looking for ways to pay for the bills after the Congressional Budget Office released a report putting an annual price tag of $35 billion on the Senate bill and a $44 billion price tag on its House counterpart. I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.
And this is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Wilson Sayre.